I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A political surprise in Greece. With a new bailout in hand, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras abruptly resigned Thursday, calling for a snap election on September 20th, just 7 months after taking office. The resignation came in the face of a revolt among lawmakers from his ruling Syriza party, angered that he had failed to live up to his political campaign promises to end the austerity measures international creditors had forced Athens to accept in exchange for more bailout money. After months of contentious negotiations with Greece's international creditors, Prime Minister Tsipras agreed to more tax increases and pension cuts. The head of the IAEA is downplaying a media report that the UN Nuclear Oversight Agency will allow Iran to carry out its own nuclear inspections as part of a multilateral accord reached last month in Vienna. The statement follows claims by the Associated Press on Wednesday that the draft version of a side agreement indicates Iran could use its inspectors to investigate the Parchin military base south of Tehran. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Yukiya Amano says the final version of the arrangement is technically sound and does not compromise safeguards in any way. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza was sworn in for a third term Thursday, but remains under fire from critics who say he is breaking term limits in the Constitution. The U.S. State Department said the inauguration shows the crisis in Burundi is not over and that Mr. Nkurunziza may have trouble governing because of increasing violence and a declining economy. No foreign heads of state attended the swearing-in at Burundi's National Assembly. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, a form of cancer usually associated with the skin. Mr. Carter announced Thursday the disease spread from his liver to his brain.
I'll get my first radiation treatment for the melanoma in my brain this afternoon. And then I understand I'll have four treatments scheduled at three-week intervals.
Former President Carter described himself as surprisingly at ease upon receiving the bad news. An Islamic State-affiliated group claimed responsibility for a large car bomb attack outside a state security building in Cairo Thursday, wounding dozens. Local officials say at least six policemen were among those hurt by the massive blast, which ripped the facade off the government building and shattered windows of surrounding structures in the residential neighborhood of Shubra. A group called Soldiers of the Islamic Caliphate says it carried out the attack. Four people were killed and 11 injured Thursday when a bomb exploded near the governor's office in Aden. There's been no claim of responsibility. The Yemen city was recently recaptured from Houthi militants by forces allied with the returning government in exile. France and Britain have joined together to more closely tackle the migrant crisis. They signed an agreement establishing a joint command center in the French port city of Calais, where thousands tried to cross over to Britain illegally. Lisa Bryant reports.
London says it will increase manpower and funding in Calais to help French authorities grapple with a flood of migrants trying to cross the English Channel to Britain. French and British officers will run the new command center, and cameras, fencing, floodlights, and infrared detection will be increased substantially to deter migrants trying to cross, including those risking the dangerous journey through the Channel Tunnel. About 3,000 migrants are camped in Calais. But they are only part of a much bigger problem. More than 240,000 migrants have crossed into Europe this year. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A South Sudanese journalist was shot dead 3 days after President Salva Kiir threatened to kill reporters who, in his words, work against the country. An unidentified gunman killed Peter Moy of the New Nation newspaper late Wednesday near the paper's offices in Juba. Colleagues say it appeared to be a targeted attack because the attackers did not take Moy's money or cell phone. He is the seventh journalist to be killed in South Sudan this year. If the weather seems warmer to you this year, you're not imagining it. U.S. weather experts say this past July was the hottest month ever recorded, and the 2015 will almost certainly break a record for the warmest year. July was 16.6 degrees Celsius higher than ever, breaking the previous record in 1998. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.